Most of us do it, whether to get home from the airport or to get across town in a hurry. We hail a cab, and often the driver of that taxi is an immigrant. Recent census data show 41% of American cab drivers are immigrants. Here in Boston, the percentage is much higher, and those immigrant drivers are the focus of an investigative series this week by the Boston Globe. Marcella Bombardieri is one of the Globe reporters on the series. Tell us what you found, Marcella, in this investigation into the taxi industry here.
Well, we found that many cab drivers are really exploited by the owners of the cabs. The taxi business in Boston, like in many cities in the U.S., is very highly regulated, with the city controlling who has these taxi licenses or medallions. But we find that the city, while it can come down very hard on drivers who do anything wrong, hasn't done anything about the widespread exploitation and overcharging of many of these owners are imposing on the drivers.
So what are the biggest ways in which drivers are being exploited?
They actually have to pay to rent a cab, so they don't get any benefits at all, and they have to pay about $100 just to get on the road for a 12-hour shift. And they can spend easily half their working day, sometimes their entire working day, just paying that back before they're making money to actually take home. On top of that, because there are so many more drivers than there are taxis licensed to be on the road, they're desperate for work, and they end up getting extorted basically for small bribes from the dispatchers who give out the keys to the cabs. And on top of that, they're not getting the receipts that are required by the city to show that they paid their lease. And so they can easily be told, well, last week you didn't put all the money in the envelope, so now you owe us another $50. So they're pretty much at the mercy of the owners.
Right. And your investigation, which we will link to at theworld.org, has ample evidence of these bribes taking place. Tell us, Marcella, who are the taxi drivers in Boston? What percentage of them are from other countries?
Almost all of them are immigrants. Many very recent immigrants find it's the easiest way they can break into a job that they see as a decent job with a certain amount of dignity, a certain amount of independence, and the opportunity they think potentially to make pretty good money. But then they find they're often very disappointed in what they end up making.
I'm sure many listeners, though, will have had the experience of having difficulty conversing with a taxi driver who is an immigrant who might not have a full command of English. And I'm just wondering, how does their fact of being an immigrant and having some of those challenges, does that mean that they're more likely to be treated unfairly by taxi cab owners?
I do think that plays into it, because I think some of them don't know the system in the U.S. Some of them don't know their rights. Certainly many of them come from countries where you have to, pass someone money to get something done. And so it's easy to exploit them that way, and they just don't have a lot of other options.
Does that pose a particular challenge when they want to try and organize against some of these dubious taxi companies?
Absolutely. I think that some of them feel very vulnerable, so it's difficult for them to stand up to this. They don't think they have a lot of opportunities. Many of them come from countries where the authorities are not considered a safe option to turn to. So the idea of complaining, say, to the police department, which regulates taxis in Boston, is very frightening to them.
Now, one of the reporters on this investigation for the Boston Globe actually got a job as a taxi driver to kind of go underground. No doubt it's a hard job. Many who've done it know it's a slog. What did your colleague tell you was the hardest part for him?
Well, he was just very struck by how difficult it is to show up and rent a cab. He's being treated as an independent contractor who's leasing the taxi, and he's sort of jostling with all these other people who are trying to get a cab because the numbers are limited, and he's watching people hand over these small bribes, could be $5, could be $20. He didn't do that himself. He didn't give them any money, so he had to wait for hours for a cab. He came back, he would fill his gas tank, as you're supposed to do when you return the cab, and he would have the gas pouring over onto his shoe. He filled the tank up so much. And then he was later told, well, you didn't fill up the tank. You owe us another $2. So while those amounts of money may be small, they really add up. And when people are already making could be minimum wage, it's painful for them to have to turn over that extra money.
Marcella Bombardieri, one of the Globe reporters who conducted a 9-month investigation into the tough economics of driving a taxi in Boston. Marcella, thank you.
Thank you so much, Marco.